Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting third. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Hargesheimer. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Alan Hargesheimer. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Roland Offis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LaMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMaster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaMaster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Alan Hargesheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargesheimer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Hargesheimer fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Whitfield moves to third. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitfield tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Office goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dawson moves to third. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball towards center. North catches it and throws to second to double up Cromarty. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-1 in the game. LeMaster strikes out. One out. Alan Hargesheimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargesheimer is 0-1 in the game. Hargesheimer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Hargesheimer moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-0 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from May and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from May and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from May and he is safe. Scott steals second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes LaFleur. The throw to Hargesheimer covering the plate. The slide. LaFleur is out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ivy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Vanabil pinch hits for Alan Hargesheimer. Max Vanabil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vanabil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vanabil for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy fields the ball and throws to Minton covering. Safe. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Minton. Scott moves to second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Office hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ivy hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Johnny LeMaster. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.